The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says total property tax levies in Wisconsin rose by 0.8% in 2013. That follows an increase of 0.2% the year before. Director Todd Berry says it was the result of multiple factors, some brought on by the global economy, some by the actions of Governor Scott Walker and Republican lawmakers.
It just so happens we're in an era of low inflation, low interest rates, and, of course, very tight limits on both schools and municipalities and counties and tech colleges. And it's rare that you've had all of that stuff coming together.
Berry says there's been a trade-off. With state-imposed property tax limits in place, counties and municipalities have borrowed more and increased fees to pay bills. Berry says those are a less transparent way of paying for government.
I think there's something to be said for a municipal budget that funds municipal services largely to property with a property tax that everybody can see and understand and can debate.
Berry says the latest census data shows that compared to other states, Wisconsin's property taxes remain above average. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.